You know, sometimes you meet someone who thinks like you, and it's kind of dangerous. And somebody who kind of has a passion for what they're doing, and they find something where they can make a difference, and so they make a difference, and it grows into something bigger and better. I established an entire career on it, Get Marty. And so when I was turned on to George, Justice Allen, and what he's doing, I was very intrigued and, quite frankly, enamored with this sort of movement, because I think there are folks out there that need to be spanked, not physically, professionally, because they've decided to become one-man hate bands. And by the way, to suggest that hate speech doesn't hurt, just a number. Just in California, hate crimes jumping 44% in the last 3 years. 44%. For the third straight year, hate crimes in California, country's biggest state and the most populous, exploding. More than 1,100 hate crimes in California alone. Hate speech in my world leads to hate crimes. Just saying. And people don't care anymore because they have a keyboard and they can walk away from it. Just my thought. Hey, George, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Excellent. George Justice Allen. A dumb question, but maybe not. Is Justice really your middle name?
No, Justice is not. It's not my real middle name, but it is my middle initial, and I just felt that it went along with it. So
no, it works for me. It works for me well. And on George's Facebook page, it says, exposing racism on every level. George, tell our listeners, this is a fabulous story to me. This is how, and I'm not overstating, this is how movements that get created in America, movements that make a difference. Your whole bottom line is holding people accountable, right, George?
Correct, 100%.
Tell us a little of your background so people know that you're not some expert on this and that you just have a big heart and a lot of concern, and then how your life led you to this. This is fascinating to me.
Right. So, you know, I'm just an average guy. I seen the video of Antoine Rose Jr. being, I seen a video of him being killed, and I was interested. I was blown away at first when I first seen the video. And so I wanted to see if there was any other information that I was missing. Maybe, you know, somebody just started recording and there was, you know, details, important details that I missed. So I checked the comments just to see what was going on. Mm. And when I went into the comments, you know, I was disgusted. I pretty much seen the majority of the people who were commenting kind of, you know, they were celebrating. Or they were saying that this 17-year-old kid deserved to die even before any of them knew any information about the situation. So
let me interrupt you. This is so spot on, George. Not only did they were gleeful he was dead, some folks wished that there were more shootings like this. They celebrated this and wanted more of this, and they made him out to be the bad guy, the dead kid, the bad guy. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And another thing that I found surprising, not to get off topic, is that even with the amount of information that is available right now about him, if he was alive, that he would be innocent, there are still people who still want to press that narrative that he's still guilty.
Absolutely.
Like, even with the facts and evidence, they still want him to. It's just, to me, it's just, you know, the cognitive dissonance. You know, there's evidence available, and they still refuse to accept it.
Ignorance by definition, George. Ignorance by definition, I call it. Go ahead.
Correct. Once I seen that, and I was disgusted. I seen one of the I forget what his name is. If they go to my Facebook page, they can go all the way back to the first guy. But I seen that he made a comment that was like disgusting. And as I hovered over his name, I seen that his employer was listed. And in that moment, I was like, I wonder, the question came into my head is, I wonder if his employer would agree with the things that he's saying.
By the way, George, this is amazing. You had an epiphany, in essence. The light went off, and you thought, man, okay, this guy's a racist hater, but I wonder if his boss knows he's a racist hater. That's amazing.
Right. So, I thought about it, and when it came to me, I just did it. I took a screenshot. I wrote down a quick story and tagged his employer asking if you know, this employee represents the core beliefs and values of the company. And immediately we got a response from the company, and I believe in a matter of hours that that person was terminated from the company. And a lot of people, you know, have been, I've been getting a lot of backlash, which I really don't care about. I've already expected this, but
you've been called a vigilante. You've been called a vigilante and a racist in your own right, right?
Right. Yeah. I've been called a racist too. I've yet to get a thorough explanation of as why I am racist or how, but, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not really expecting to get an actual answer when I ask that.
No, it's rhetorical.
But, So,
you continued with this, though. In some of the highest profile cases in this region, and I'll use two as an example, you personally exposed this rhetoric from the mayor, the Arnold mayor.
Yeah, and that was really interesting. I actually spoke to her yesterday. I went out to Arnold, PA, and I had an opportunity to address her personally about my thoughts on her, you know, her essentially her saying that, you know, those protesters need to be sprayed down with water cannons, and you know they have the time to protest because none of them have jobs. So yeah, with Karen Piccone, that blew my mind because someone inboxed me the information and they're like, hey, I think you might want to look into this. It looks like that she's a mayor, and I was like, no way, there's no way that a mayor is making these kind of statements online. When she's in that position. So I triple fact checked, and it just kept coming back that she was indeed a mayor of Arnold, PA. And
you exposed the woman at the West Bend Hospital.
Yeah. I got her. We got her to, she was terminated. There's also a couple, more employees with that organization who were trying to reach out to, we're trying to reach out to that hospital to because they're still making the same statement.
Yeah, I've heard four.
Hey,
George, can you hang? This is an important conversation. Can you hang around?
Yeah.
Okay, I know. We have to go to the news. T'll let you know if we can call you back or whatever works. But I love this. Very important stuff. I love what he's doing. You might not, but that's on you. The biggest issue I have today regarding anything digital is social media hate speak. I cannot tell you how many times I would produce a TV story that caused some sort of conflict. And I would have to call because folks would jump into the commentary section and start making unbelievably horrible, racist, hate-filled comments. You can bet on it. It's a horrible process we're in right now. You're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're lazy. Everything you could say that's hateful is being said out there. So when Antoine Rose was shot and killed, you could have predicted it like sunrise. Who cares? I hope they do more of it, which, by the way, some of the hate speak clearly stated. He's an N. Police should shoot more like this. He deserves it. He's a thug. Everything that you could say was said. Everything. George Justice Allen, regular guy. Actually, George, you're a baker, right?
Right.
I mean, so it's not as if you're some born social activist. You're a guy out there trying to make a living, right?
Right, yeah. This all came about. I've always been vocal about, you know, standing up for our rights. But I didn't imagine that, you know, what's occurring now or taking place right now or whatever be happening.
You've seen how old are you, George? I forget.
I'm 29.
Okay, so you've seen the hate speak, but post-internet, post-Facebook gets amped up, I think, 1,000%, don't you?
Yeah, that's, it's an amplifier. It's like gasoline to racism.
And you decided to get involved and get engaged. How many folks, so his method, by the way, is maddeningly cool. It's just so tell our listeners what you do. You seek out racial comments, or do folks send them to you? I know I sent you. I think I sent you three or four yesterday that folks sent me. They were so disgusted.
Yeah. excuse me. Yeah. So at first it was just seeking the comments out, and usually you can just go to whoever's reporting a protest, that's what typically gets the racists going. And so me and my partner, Ashley, would just, you know, go onto that post, look at those comments, and we knew they were going to come. And then we would, you know, do a screenshot, tag the employer, do a quick story, and ask if they're if the company agrees with this employee's core values and beliefs.
How many people have been fired, George, so far that you have kind of pointed out?
I've honestly lost count. I think I don't even know up to this, but I wouldn't be able to give you a number right now.
I was told is it in the area of 20?
Yeah.
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 Now, this is interesting. You're a hardworking guy. You're a family man. You're outspoken in the community. Just in talking to you, I you get it. Is there any kind of a regret about getting folks fired?
No, absolutely not. And I've been asked this question before.
Right.
People are, you know, you're only trying to get people fired. And my response to those people is, I'm not responsible for firing anyone. That's the company's decision. What I'm merely doing is presenting their ideas to their employer. And that's it. If you check my post, you will never see me address any company and say, so are you going to fire this person for these thoughts? I simply ask them, does this employee of yours, do you agree with their core ideas and beliefs?
Well, I sent you one yesterday. It was hateful. I sent you one that someone sent me. It was a volunteer firefighter who fights fires for two departments, and nasty, expletive-laced commentary about African-Americans using the N-word. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. He uses the N-word, and we've also reached out to that fire department, and he's been placed on suspension, which, I mean, if that's what they thought was appropriate to do for a volunteer firefighter to be using that kind of language, then I guess that speaks more about the entire department. But that's just me.
Hey, so George, I bring that up in a meeting yesterday because I sent these to you, and then I brought it up in a production meeting, and one of my producers said, I don't care, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't necessarily care if the guy who fights the fire at my house is a racist. I just want him to put the fire out. My theory on this is, I don't want that man around me. I just don't.
Right.
I just can't stand it.
You know what? And I was just having a discussion with some of my colleagues the other day, and I thought of this. So say that there is a racist firefighter,
right,
and this racist firefighter may have had a bad day with someone black, and he goes into a house and he tries to, and he's looking around for anyone inside the house, and he sees that there's a black person there. Is there a chance that he may not save him or do his job because he's black? I just feel like to be racist and to be in these positions is extremely problematic.
Plus, isn't there a standard for living, George? Isn't there some sort of moral high ground we have to take? I don't know.
I would think what's interesting is a lot of our about 80% of the exposures that we've done have been from volunteer or from fire departments, from police stations. And it's interesting that, you know, how can you be racist but still be non-biased and neutral when you're doing a job, especially for a police officer?
Well,
there was
a Pittsburgh police officer put on desk duty and being investigated. He made a comment following the murder of WAPO, a Pittsburgh rapper, and he
mm-hmm.
said he was celebrating.
Yeah, and I know you're talking about.
Yeah, and he was put on desk duty, and it raises the issue: is can you rely on him in an African American neighborhood to make a split second decision about life and death if he's celebrating the death of somebody who was murdered?
Absolutely not. You cannot. The desk duty does not treat what's going on inside of him. It's not going to change anything. And that this is a slap on the wrist for him.
Hold
on.
He's
going to do some desk duty. If everything's going to blow over, I mean, he's still going to have those racist ideas.
I want to bring Anthony into this. Anthony, very engaged in the community. I would consider him a community leader. I've respected him for years. Go ahead, Anthony. You have George. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? as a libertarian, I don't like this.
Okay.
And if I were still a union rep and one of my rank and file were fired for their comments, I would be the first one there to fight for them.
Okay.
You know, if their employer decides that's wrong, I don't think some vigilante type should be bringing it to their attention. It should be brought by someone in human resources or someone on a job. I don't like this.
Yeah, but what if nobody does? I love the fact that George is a citizen and he's shining light on some these disgusting, despicable, hate-filled, racist people. Of all people, yeah. Anthony, you fight for this your whole career.
Yeah, but I do. I fight for the First Amendment.
Right.
And we have a and they have a right to be stupid racist if they want to without them losing their job over it. I'm just not – I don't feel comfortable with this. Now, he – you know, it's a noble thing that he feels he may be doing.
Yeah.
But if I were on the other side, I'd be fighting for those people.
I get that. And that's their right. And go ahead, George.
I mean, he has every right to feel like that.
Right.
But you're right. They do have they have the right to say anything that they do want to say, but that doesn't get them away from the consequences of what they're saying. That's exactly like me. I have the right to go into an airport and say that I have a bomb. I should be protected by the First Amendment.
Even more, right? George, I have a right to go into the bathroom and write on the wall, blankety blank is a blankety blank, and here's her number. I have that right.
Right.
But if I do that at
we
work.
Yeah, I have that right.
Yeah. And I should be fired for it.
There's consequences.
I agree. I'm a big fan of Anthony's. I completely agree. And I know I've kept you longer than expected, but I love this conversation. I need you for a few more minutes. Is that okay?
Oh, that's completely fine.
All right. George Justice Allen, modern day crusader in my world. Hold on, folks. I like diverse opinions, and I always respect and admire Anthony's opinions on this stuff, and I see the conflict. This isn't unusual. To suggest that there hasn't been any blowback against George would be ignorant. Right, George? There has been blowback against you, right?
Oh, correct. And I'm getting that from, you know, people creating, like, hundreds of fake profiles to stop by on my profile to discredit and cause distraction. You know, I got a couple messages in my inbox. And another interesting thing is that now, what I find is crazy is, once I spoke with, I believe a WTAE is who I spoke with.
Right.
And as soon as they produced my, the little snippet that I did,
right.
People started sending out alerts. They took screenshots of my profile. And they're warning other racist people, like, hey, this guy will screenshot you and try to report you to your employer. So, you know, remove your employer from your Facebook account so we can be freely racist.
So you can be an independent moron.
Yeah, yeah. But they're kind of like, it looks like there's like a movement on that end, like, kind of like an anti.
I call it loser patrol, George. You know what? Look, you know, you obviously, I respect and admire folks who take a stand. And you know, here's what's smart about what you do. You do that in a very almost litigious way, quite frankly. You find these racist, and they're not hard to find. By the way, folks, I'm complicit now. I think I sent him three yesterday from listeners who are disgusted like I am. And what he does is you post it, you send a very professional message to the employer saying this is your employee, right? And it's on you now. You don't say fire this person or we're going to pick at you. You don't.
No, absolutely not. No, and I feel like some of the racists should be happy. It's kind of like free promotion for them. I take what they say.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get it out to more people. If that's what they really believe in, then why not share it with the world? Why not stand on the mountaintops and profess what you've been saying to other people? I'm their cheerleader. I let them know. I'm going to help you out even more. You wanted to say these racist comments? Let everybody hear it now.
Hey, I'm here, man. I'm on your side. I love this idea, and I just do. I admire what you're doing. There's an interesting kind of twist in this, and this is fascinating to me. So, racist goes out. He uses the N-word. He says more people like Antoine Rowe should be murdered, and this is the light stuff. And George exposes it, sends it to an employer. but you post it, you've had a little blowback from Facebook. This is actually kind of a bump in the road that you're going to have to overcome. And tell our listeners the irony here.
So the irony in this situation is, so I take a screenshot of their racist statement. I make my story. I tag their employer. I post it. So what Facebook has been doing, and I don't know if they're working on this flaw in their algorithm, but it'll flag my posts. I've been banned for my initial account for probably like for a total of, I'm going to say, up to 10 days thus far.
You get shut down. You get shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to wait like 72 hours. So, but that person's original content is still up. The racist content that I screenshot,
it's amazing.
That's still up.
It's amazing.
They don't get flagged, but when I post it, I get flagged. And I feel like Facebook now detects, you know, the accounts that get flagged, and they monitor it more, because I like have like no breathing room on Facebook now.
Mm. Well, we're gonna find. We got a platform, and I have a keen interest in what you're doing, and I think you're doing it the right way. Hey, before I let you go, you said you spoke to the mayor of Arnold. Did you speak to her person to person?
Yeah. So there was a meeting yesterday in Arnold, PA, where they were talking about the community budget. But at the end, there was a segment where the community members got to address her personally. There was a microphone, and I went up there. I think I was the second to speak to her.
Yeah.
And essentially, I told her, you know, straight out that I was the one that exposed her. Mm. And I posted a video on my Facebook at George Justice, and you know, I called her a racist, which she denied. And then I had to further go into detail. I asked her, you know, why did she use the, why did she talk about fire hoses? And she knows how that's symbolic in relation to black people and how that was used against them or against us in the 1960s when they were fighting for civil rights.
Right.
So she knew what she was saying.
Right.
And then, of course, she gave an apology that she read off of a piece of paper, and it sounded like somebody gave it to her 5 minutes, like she didn't even have time to prep. So, and she refused to step down, but we just heard some different news. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, what? But I did address her personally yesterday.
What are you breaking some news for us, George? Is she walking away?
I'm thinking that's the step that they're going to. She stated yesterday personally that she is not going to be stepping down. But from what I hear, there may be some. There may be another route that they're going to try to get out of.
Yeah, I've read that. All right, we're in. Hey, George, and I'm running out of time, and you've been fabulous. What a pleasure to meet someone like you. Hey, doesn't somebody have a right to screw up, George, an act of contrition and get their life back if they're, you know what I mean? Is one mistake and you're done?
Oh no, not at all. We actually, me and my partner Ashley, we had somebody reach out and apologize, and you know, let us know that what they said was terrible and it was a poor judgment. So, no, it's not like a one and done. We're not here to, you know, be the judge and executioner. But what we our mission is to do is to expose racism.
I get it, George.
George,
you're the man. Really, man, I'm digging it. And keep it going. And whatever help you need, we're in the middle of it. Thank you, sir. I'm serious.
All right, no, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk.
All right, man. I love people like that. You could probably tell.